Jason Caraban, performing live today on WFMU in a trio setting. And are all six of the songs you're doing today from Shift?
I think four of them are from Shift. Because I Love You is on a record that I put out a few years back called Sobriety Kills.
Which I did want to ask you about that title.
Mm-hmm.
The album, that's your third album.
I believe so.
Sobriety Kills.
Mm-hmm.
Please explain that.
Sobriety Kills. The title was, probably a little bit ironic, but I was going through a phase in my life where I was trying to be as sober as I could possibly be. And I realized that during that process of trying to, do all the right things and watch what I ate and watching what I was drinking and trying to get into this Zen state, I realized that it actually required more work to be hyper-vigilant in that than it did to just not really care or think about it. And ultimately, it seemed like being that in that state of mind was killing me.
Doing nothing is sometimes a lot harder than doing something.
There you have it. Yeah.
Jason Caraban here. His new album is called Shift. It's on Ascend Records. You can go to jasoncaraban.com and you will see an Under Construction. What's the matter, Jason? What, don't you have a web designer? Some tech geek who can get a bunch of pictures of you on your website?
I'm working on that. I'm working on
you
that.
You do own the domain, don't you?
I believe so.
Okay.
I believe so.
Engineering today's session, by the way, David Mombach, who is affiliated with WFMU, which is the radio station that you're tuned to. Let's see, someone on our listener comments forum said they went looking for your records at their local Walmart and they found you filed in the alt country bin.
Interesting.
Do you know why? Is your label trying to you as something that I don't really think you are?
Yeah, I don't think so. That's something that I do. I try to get to as many Walmarts as I can and take my stuff out of the singer-songwriter or pop alternative bin and place them in the alt country section just for something to do to kill time when I'm waiting around to play shows. And
out in LA, you collaborate with a lot of cool musicians. I know you've introduced me to the music of Craig Elkins, who seems very troubled, and Garrison Starr, who just has an amazing voice.
Yeah. They're incredible. I agree.
You met them out on the West Coast?
I did, and actually one of the songs that I performed, it's called Low Road. I wrote that with Garrison Starr and Craig Elkins, not at the same time, but we all worked on that and it came together, and so they lent their talents to that particular song. And I met them. Craig Elkins is actually from Philadelphia, and strangely or oddly enough, he and I never crossed paths when I lived back there. And I heard a record that he did called Old, and I thought it was the most amazing record I ever heard, and went out of my way to get his contact information and called him up and told him I loved it. I probably scared him a little bit.
His lyrics are filled with self-loathing.
Mm-hmm. They are.
He seems like a very dark character.
Yeah, he's actually a really funny, loving guy, but I think he manages to approach his art in a way where the critic is kind of, I could just picture this guy sitting in a chair with his arms tied behind his back and a gag in his mouth. He just manages to put things together that you would never in a thousand years think of actually recording or documenting in any way.
I meant self-loathing in a complimentary way.
Yeah.
I really like his music, but it just, he seems very hypercritical about himself.
Mm-hmm.
About
me.
Yeah, it's very revealing.
Yeah, it's special. It's good stuff.
Yeah, his music is very much worth checking out. I think his new album is called I Love You, right?
It is.
And Garrison Starr's new album is called Amateur.
Yes, it is.
And I've been playing them the last couple of months on my program because you, Jason Caraban, introduced me to their music. Well, let's hear some more music from Jason Caraban, accompanied by Jim Boja on acoustic guitar and piano, Jerry McWilliams mandolin, acoustic guitar and vocal, and David Mombach is doing the engineering here. We're at WFMU.